Blog Talk Radio.
Barnett and Rick Hunt Radio Show. What do you think about that, Rick?
I think that's wonderful. I think this has been a blast.
Yes. Yes. We are so, so sad that Mark Wardell is not able to join us today. We were so excited. I got all thrilled. I got all fabulous with making videos and everything. And I had all these questions lined up. And it happens. It happened with Dana. It's happened with a couple of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
We just couldn't figure out how to get him on the radio from England. And so you have to forgive us. If we were sponsored or if we had backers, it would be different. We would be able to sort these problems out quickly. But as this started as a friendly, fun way for us to talk and have a little party once a week, didn't it, Rick?
Yes, it did. And it's been so great, actually.
Yeah, it's just that I think as it's like kind of developed into a show with guests and everything, it's hard for our creativity and imagination to not just overlook the details and invite our friends and all the folks that we think so highly of that we
right.
want to share time with and get to know. Because we didn't know Mark, did we? I mean, you had met him
no.
online. Someone mm-hmm. introduced me to him. I think it was you. And then he showed me, Mark first sent me that, the picture of me with the man's body. That's
right.
his artwork.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's when I first met him, when he sent me that, and I was thrilled. I thought it was outrageous and very wild and, you know, totally cool. So then, you know, we got to see more, and it became, right, he's just a nice guy, and we were looking forward to it anyway. So I'm very
yeah.
sorry, everyone, that we, and we tried to fix all our advertising and everything, so no one will be thinking that the show is the one about Mark, the show about Mark, if we can get him situated and make him everything cool as far as the being on the show for an hour from the UK, that will be March 10th in 2016, okay?
Mm-hmm. I just got a message from Sally Jane Sharp Paulson, who says she's getting on Skype right now to call us.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, because I have been wanting to congratulate, well, you know, I just think the world of Sally and Kevin. I just think they're, I love the music. I enjoyed having them on the show. And the same way with Cindy Dawson and Sins and Henry. You know what I mean? I totally cleaved to them so quickly. And I got so excited when both sets of people, both bands, just started to do all kinds of, well, I mean, obviously they've been working for years. Everyone always thinks it happens right away. We all know it doesn't,
right,
don't we?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was fun for us, wasn't it, to see them?
Yeah, they're great. I understand that Kevin is on some tour in England right now.
He's been touring like a maniac.
Yeah,
and funny as heck. He said,
and Sally's been.
Best.
I was just going to say, Sally has been pushing certain British blues people, trying to get them gigs different places, and she's been somewhat successful.
Well, that's fabulous.
They're
She's
both
so
busy.
Smart,
she
yeah,
is. She's
but
a smart ticket.
Well, I was excited. Because he kept. I'm so sorry. That's why I shut up, and I wanted you to talk. All I was going to say was that Kevin kept posting all those wonderful humorous. Do you remember the photos and the? Oh, this is what it looks like coming out of such and such after a show. You know, and the next day when they were on the road of the what do you call them? The chip. Breakfast places and everything. He's got such a sense of humor, and
he
took me right back to being on the M1 and going to bizarre places to play shows.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was so. I got such a kick out of him. So that's great. So we'll talk to Sally moment. Oh, wait, I see something. Let me see. Hello, Sally. Hey, Sally. Sally.
Do you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I hear you.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you doing, Angie and Rick?
Hey, welcome.
It's nice to be here. I just got home, set up the computer, and I saw Rick's message. And so he said, just call on in. And I tune in, and who are you talking about? My ears were as red as a Tasmanian devil.
Well, honey, we were so excited because it was like, you know, you're our favorite people, and I love the music, and I really enjoyed getting a chance to meet you, and we were applauding Dream Foundry and Sins, Cindy Dawson and Henry, and you and Kevin. We were saying, it's incredible, we just love them so much, and the music's so great, and then Rick said that he got a message from you, and I got all excited.
Oh, well, my face is about as red as my ears now. And it's just great to be, you know, hear another, you know, well, they're, I think they're a trio, aren't they? You know, they're a duo, but they also have, you know, musicians also backing them. So it's awfully, you know, but it's always fun to tune in. And these last few shows have just been, you know, incredible. So it was. So here we are on a Thursday evening. Well,
I'm so thrilled. It's so great to talk to you. And if you don't mind, I'm going to be really naughty with your permission. Can I play some of the Dream Foundry MP3s I have? We're having a dance party.
Angie, you are, you know, you're my guardian, Angie.
I've got my mirrors in the bedroom. I'm dancing around, ready to dance to the tune. I'm all excited.
Okay, Angie, we need a video of this for the next promo of the show. We need a video of you dancing around the room with the mirrors.
Well, I sure will. And in case you guys think that I'm being weird, check it out.
Oh, there is no beard in my room.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay. As her wallflower courage deserts her, She had one last chance that she offers her hand. No further rejection can hurt her. Honeycomb mirrors reflect all around. Her awkwardness makes you her guide. You wonder at what price your kindness may cost. Impatience you can't try to hide. Soft fingertips trace a pattern that only you knew. The silent song of times long gone call out from the shadows to you. Lift and step uneven. The sea has now been sown. A turn of hips, the willow, the wisp has left you all.
From Tom Waits' Deranged Aunt. And there we go again. I suppose the song was actually written about two men. If you've got a room full of mirrors, I wrote it. I guess it was about you before I even knew you.
I love all your material. I just think it's absolutely marvelous. And Kevin does, well, obviously, too, because he has such a feel for you.
Oh, well, Rick and I, we just talk all day. You know, it's like we just check in on messages and just, just get, you know what, Angie, he can get awfully weird. Did you know that?
No.
No. I resemble that remark.
Carol and I spent an hour talking about how weird he was the other day. But I'm sworn to silence. It's the code of women. I can say nothing.
Native American firekeeper weird. That's a very nice
that's
kind
right.
of it. That's right. It indexes into a very nice category of weird.
Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was I May Ask by Dream Foundry. And the lovely Sally Paul is right here with us. So there
oh,
it is.
Thank you so
music
much for the
and
guys.
Everything.
Just too kind. You know, like as a firekeeper and guardian Angie, but you're another firecracker. And you've got to see the video of you dancing in the room of mirrors to use for your next promo video because it's so creative.
When you listen to the show, you'll hear a thump. That's my leg doing an arabesque against the bed. I got excited. I started doing ballet, and it went poof. I thought, oh, Angie, calm down. Don't break the furniture. Calm down.
Whenever I'm on the phone and people hear a thump, my leg just fell off. I'm at that age where things start falling off.
Well, I fall off the bed into my drawings.
Well, yeah, Rick told me that he fell out of bed a few weeks ago. He had a dream, and he fell out of bed, but fortunately there was this big stack of drawings. had he been an artist, if he had been an engineer, he might have died.
Well, that's it. Anything could have happened. Oh, yeah.
We say here in
I wish I wasn't sworn to silence. There's some stories I could tell about that.
tell them, please.
Funny ones. Funny ones. Well, I get called it all the time by my Michael. He says that he can see a trail of debris from
but it's
where
fun
I
debris.
Sit and work at the computer. Like back to my chair in the living room, and it's not true. It's rude.
No, it's not debris. It's not debris. It's confetti. It's a.
That's right.
It's stardust.
Thank
Angie.
You.
And
you see, Sally, you understand. It's something special. It's a creative mess.
You tell Michael.
Our mess
he needs
not
to throw heaven. Rose petals around for you.
Well,
thank
our
you.
Mess is
yes, exactly.
Mess. Yeah, we don't have messes. We have sacraments to our creativity that just happen to get in the way of other things.
That's right.
Stupid things. That's right, yeah. You know, I can always put anything into a pretty decent context when it comes to just, the messes that I make here. Anything to avoid housekeeping. And listen, I got dust bunnies. I don't have dust bunnies. I got dust Godzillas. And they're in the corner.
Ah,
the
dust Godzillas. I like that.
I'm going to
I live in a beaver lodge.
Yeah, Rick's at the beaver lodge.
He volunteered that, so now we can laugh raucously about
it.
And a yuck, yuck, yuck.
We don't just laugh out. We go, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, my Lord.
Right now, I wonder who these people are. They're saying, my gosh, what have they been smoking? I want.
Well, there is that.
We just get high off each other, don't we?
I think so. I think that's allowed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you some questions, Sally. I'm not going to, ambush you this time. Tell us about Heavy Things again.
Oh,
because I was about to play it, and I thought, let Sally talk. Enough of you, Angie. You talk.
Oh, God, listen, I mean, the two of us, I think between the two of us, the guys just don't have a chance. Heavy Things, I was writing a song about, how difficult it is sometimes to find the words for being able to express yourself, something I've always, believe it or not, had trouble with. Small talk, no problem, but the real things are very difficult. And I wanted to write a love song without using the word love. And the first draft went on for 6 minutes. I was saying, for a song about not being able to have the words, this is looking a little silly. So I just kept cutting it down, and finally we got it. And the first effort was, I think Kevin has it, was this jangly country number. We'll have to pull that out sometime just for laughs. And then we just kind of started fiddling around like we do and got it kind of good and eerie and weird like we are. And that's how that one came about. But I'm very, very lucky in my bandmate, who is right now wandering. They're about at the theater. He's with Steve Ellis right now and on this tour. So I just dashed him off. Yeah, he just wrote me a message. He said, oh, great. In what way are they covering the DF? I got to make up something good here. I've got to say, put wraparound glasses on us, and we're the next Bono. But anyway, that's how that one came around. Yeah, so that's we just kind of get a little off. Yeah.
Well, I think it's an absolutely marvelous song. And ladies and gentlemen,
We love you too. We talk about how much fun we had this last summer. And here it goes.
If I could write the song, it wouldn't be too long. enough to show you what you are to me. I just can't make it work. I always get it wrong, but still I try and hope that you can see. Words are heavy things. Sticks and stones can break a body, but it takes one word to break a heart. I want to find the line, the song that I can sing. I try, but I don't know just where to start. For all I want to share, the words just aren't there. I want to show you everything you are. I'd give it all so you could see you through my eyes. You are my life, my ever-shining star. I can't say anything, rhyme and reason fall before they reach you, just as pebbles from my hand. And all the joy you bring, words can only fail. They disappear like raindrops in sand.
Thank you.
Wow. So beautiful.
Why, thank you so much, Rick. And how are things in the Beaver Lodge?
That's a personal question, but okay.
Well, are you dancing around in the Beaver Lodge at the same time that Angie's dancing around in
her room? See, I was really good. I paid attention to turning the song off as opposed to yakking.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time dancing in the Beaver Lodge. All these sticks keep poking me.
Well, I was just in the living room, but I tripped over the cat. He didn't like that very much.
Oh, jeez.
No, I bet.
So, he's even bigger than
one
the
pissed
dust.
Off cat.
Well, he's patient. Yeah, he tends to be very. He's sort of a John Goodman kind of cat. Just oh, watch it there, girly.
So now, where are you right at the moment?
I am in my house on the island of Bumlo. It's a little island in Norway. It's between Bergen and Haugesund, and population almost 11,000. You know, it's a very, very beautiful place. And
that's what I thought. And I can't believe you're there, and I can hear you so perfectly.
Oh, the wonders of modern technology. You know, we could not have done this just a few years ago. It just blows my mind all the time. All the things that we have at our fingertips. And that's what
yes.
we were talking about last time, that, you know, Kevin and I could never have done what we do now is just, you know, you record something, upload to a WAV file, send it, he gets it in 2 seconds. And we can just ping-pong this back and forth. this was unheard of. You know, when you think about
right.
the information age, you know, when I was a kid, it was a boring space age. I mean, I'm sorry, but it was boring. Was I going to the moon? No, I was not. It was only in my mind. You know, some people seem to think I live there. But, you know, when everything changed, the information age, all of a sudden it was an age that was accessible to everybody. And I would say that probably the internet is the biggest invention in my lifetime. And we're
Me
going
too.
Back a century. Yeah. So it's really incredible. You're always discovering new things that you can do now that you couldn't do, say, five years ago.
That's right. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Fortunately, Rick is still doing his real drawings with ink and paint and Angie. And what about your next book now? I know that you've got this big book signing. You're starting a big promotion campaign. You've got a new thing going, and I think that's fantastic.
Well, I've got a new album coming out.
Fantastic. Okay. Put me down first.
So yes, and a book too, because the book is Radio Portraits. That's the one that Rick and I have been working on the last, you know. Since Rick's been drawing the portraits of everyone every week and I've been doing videos, we thought that it might be a really lovely thing if we could do something like a big, exotic kind of freeform magazine that was the Radio Portraits, that had all great quotes from the interviews and photographs and then Rick's portrait of the person center stage. And we thought it would be a lovely thank you to all our guests who were so kind and gave us their time and let us chat with them and get to know them even better. And to all our friends who
well,
I wanted
thanks
to
all ours.
Go ahead.
You know, you're providing the forum for us to be able to come and share what we do, and so we are so appreciative. It's another dynamic duo here. And I've always wanted to ask you, I've never asked this, how did you two meet anyway?
Angie was in the next cell over.
Okay, I figured she found you, that she was just, you know, walking along, kicking through the water, and found you. There you were.
I don't know. Rick, how did we meet on Facebook? I don't even know. I don't remember.
Well, I remember you didn't want your grainy mashed potatoes, and I was starving, so I took them.
Oh,
that's right.
No,
I'm
we
not
met
gonna,
on
we're
Facebook.
We're not going to get a straight answer out of him, Sally.
Yes, you will. Yeah, we met on Facebook about 5 years ago. I post drawings, as you know, and Angie came along, she saw a couple of them, and she started liking some of them, and we started conversing over time, and next thing you know, we were IMing each other, and we became fast friends.
Oh, that's, like I said, it was a match made in heaven, for sure, as a firecracker and a firekeeper.
Well, it was weird because I think it just all, it was like a vortex. I was on Facebook and I was very confused by all the cats. And I have cats. And Rick was there drawing stuff that looked psychedelic. And then I got more confused. So then I thought, if everyone on Facebook is all crazy about cats, it's time to tell the catastrophe story, and maybe Rick will draw the pictures. So I pitched it to him, and he said, "Okay, maybe sounds good." Didn't you? I mean,
yeah.
Well, I tell you, there's nothing quite like taking my hormone replacement therapy and then looking at one of Rick's pictures. I'm telling you,
you feel much better.
Be careful, you'll become Gloria Estrogen.
You know what? We should start a kind of camp, sort of like the Von Trapps did in Vermont. Rick, you're already there. already in New Hampshire. I think we ought to start the kind of camp that the Von Trapps had. But you know, just sort of like Von Trapps on acid. And
the hills are alive, period.
Yes.
I can see them.
Well, you know, it's always me being the killjoy. I'm sorry about this. But, Sally, I would like you to chat about Friends of Job. Now, I know we've done this before, but for the folks who may be tuning in and haven't had the opportunity of hearing your wonderful music, if you don't mind recapping, I would be so grateful.
Oh, bless you. Well, that was one. Like I said, now you know this is my very serious message song. I just started. I'm a massage therapist. I just start scribbling down lyrics between clients, and you know, you got the dark room, and you just kind of get into the zone. And I was just thinking about just the way people treat people who are poor or have suffered some kind of misfortune. And so in this one, yes, I referenced Shakespeare, the Old Testament, and the Divine Comedy. So I was getting really heavy here. But I was thinking about how, you know, in America we have this old, it was during the last election period, I believe, and it was just about socialized medicine and, you know, the big debate about that. And I was saying, why is it that we punish people for having misfortune? That's just so insane. Especially since you go all the way back to the most misunderstood book in the Bible. Yes, I'm talking about the Bible. That's right. I'm a very religious. I've just been talking about, yes, what have we just been talking about? And I jump all the way over to the Old Testament. And about how the story goes, you know, this nice guy, very, very nice, very afraid. He's always trying to toe the line, does everything right. You know, God gets bored. I mean, there's only one other celestial entity to visit, and that's the devil. Hey, buddy, let's roll some dice. You know, what are we going to play? Well, what's the stakes? Hey, see that guy down there, the one who does everything right? Let's use him that we can swing around. No. And so this guy just gets destroyed. Everything happens to him, horrible things. And so his friends come to visit. And at first they do everything right. They just sit with them and just try to be some kind of comfort. But then they get scared. They're saying, here's the nicest guy in the world, and how can this happen? If he's so good, what can happen to us? We're pretty awful. And so they have to find a reason for why these misfortunes are happening. Oh, well, you know what? You must have been really bad. Oh, you seem all right on the surface. What did you mean? Saying, I didn't do anything. I swear I did not do anything. And they're trashing a man who has already been through everything, you know, and so just as he's about ready for the breaking point, then God shows up and says, well, you know, he can't exactly say, well, I made this little bet, but he was just saying, where were you when I created the world, okay? Everything is in balance. If you have, you cannot have good without evil. Everything is a balance. It rains on the just and the unjust. You guys have been jerks. Why can't you, you know, and you owe him a big debt just for, you know, trashing him at his time of need. And so this was written, of course, many years ago. But we still, like I said, the old Calvinist tradition in the U.S., we still have to find reasons for why somebody is suffering misfortune because we're so afraid ourselves. That, you know, and we're trying to find a loophole and saying, okay, well, if they're suffering this, they must have been really bad. God doesn't like them. Oh, okay, you know, God doesn't like them. I'm not going to like them either. I'm going to make them suffer worse. You hear a lot about karma, another theory that's also misused. And but it all has to do with a kind of balance. But what it comes right down to is it does, you know, rain on the just and the unjust. But why? Why do we punish people on whom it's raining at that moment? Why can't we just give some comfort, especially since we're all human and we're all going to get rained on at one time or another, especially here on Bumlo where it rains all the time.
Maybe it rains all the time in Georgia, too.
Oh, well,
not today.
try to have a little more empathy, because every time I go outside, my hair gets ruined, and I'm saying, brother, I have empathy for you.
Okay, let's listen to this track. What is the track, Friends of Job?
Friends of Job, and kind of a, now I'm going to get off my little soapbox. You know, I should just set it up on the street corner. Maybe I'd make some more money if I just started, you know, with the, you know, it would probably, well, it's just right next door to my wearing a bomber jacket and a paper hat and with a little, you know, styrofoam cup coffee and screaming at my imaginary friend down at the cafe, which is what I normally do, you know, on my time off. You're my imaginary friends right here.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, there's a lot in the pipeline. I'm going to England between the 1st of December and the 12th, because now here's something strange that happened. I got chucked out of the UK last year. I was put in plastic prison overnight in Stansted, and they just put me in the pokey overnight and then put me on the next plane to Oslo. Long story. But I just managed to be one of the only people in Norway to hold dual citizenship. And there's another story right there. So I just got my Norwegian passport, and I can go back to the UK. So I'll be joining up with Kev and Pancake, as Rick calls him. And having more adventures, but I think given everything that I've been through, and I still have the evidence bag, the envelope that says Her Majesty's Service is, you know, throwing this person out of the country, I think that I have refrained this time from climbing the lion in Trafalgar Square. I think that my misbehavior has to be a little more tame.
<You're> funny.
What have we covered? You know, Von Trapp.
That's it. I'm sorry. You've done it to me. Here we go. That's it.
Hit it, Remus.
Here we go. That's being serious, I suppose.
Sits outside the station. He won't bother to look up. Sharp man in a tailored suit kicks the metal cup and laughs.
The essay's reflected in his eyes. He would be any amount of fun. Joy together once in time. In the moment of two,
I'm
Such a somber ending. You would never know we were such a pair of goofballs, would you?
Wow. Your music is so beautiful.
Life and balance. You know, you know, every time you get very serious, you always have to do something completely hilarious and outrageous to balance it, just like in the story of Job. And there you have it. Yeah.
Well, so let me make a passing remark, because I feel like I need to explain myself a little bit about my why I'm so crazy about both of the bands, Dream Foundry and Sins. For years and years and years, I've been promoting spoken word, being a poet and a lyricist. My first live shows, I produced the music and I did my poems in front of the tracks. But you guys have taken it to another level, and it's made me so very proud. So I just wanted to give you kudos and props and praise and say, I think you've done an amazing job. I really do.
Well, that means everything, because we love you too, and your music as well, because you're always pushing the envelope. You know, you're just, you're always saying, well, why not? Why not try this? Why not try that? And, you know, it's just fantastic, because I think too many people try to, follow some kind of guidelines, and it's to maybe please other people. We just set out to please ourselves, and if other people liked it, that was fine, and if they didn't, well, we didn't care. We were just having a good time, and I'm sure, Angie, that's how it began with you as well. You're just enjoying yourself and saying, well, I'm expressing myself. I'm being honest about it. Yeah, exactly. But you have such a great way of doing it. But then, like I said, you know, you're an artist from the beginning, and I remember you were saying that at school, you know, you started writing when you were very young. And it just developed over time. So it was sometimes a lot of different threads come together where you can combine different media for self-expression. And I think we're all very lucky in being able to do this. Not many can, from what I've seen.
Yes. Rick?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I think.
We're going to let Rick
What's
talk.
That?
We're going to let you talk. Nice.
Well, Rick often propounds on this subject, and he's got I just think it's important. I mean, Sally was just saying about how very fortunate we are that we can even get together and have these discussions and conversations about creative things. And
I know
that you feel strongly about that.
Oh, I do. And, you know, it's such a joy. You know, having in our circle people like Sally and Kevin and Cindy and Henry and everybody else that we're friends with. I mean, you know, we have such creative friends, and people are creative in so many different ways. And I don't know,
yep.
I just feel very, very blessed. I'll use that word.
To
have all of
you
as friends.
And it's funny, I've got to give credit. I learned a lot of what we're having pleasure out of from a great gal, Mary Finnegan, and David, who was her partner at the time. He was lodging at her house. And they had an arts lab with a show every week. And they were very – we had this wonderful couple who built these amazing stand-up puppets, you know, and they performed – in between the bands. It was, I mean, babes, it was, we were hippie trippy. Hunky Dory pretty much was the soundtrack for that time, and it was really special and important. And I've been trying to give kudos to David, where before my irritation with him and his behavior in later years made me blank everything. But I've stopped because the first eight albums I was there for, and I feel connected, particularly Hunky Dory, where he speaks so wonderfully on Kooks about our lives and about our son and all that good fun stuff. And so why was I telling you all this? Reel me in. Come on, guys.
I don't remember.
Poetry.
Two seconds ago.
Poetry in expression and sharing
and so,
feelings.
Yeah, and so I was so touched and so moved by listening to some of those songs again from a period of time when I was a huge fan and just absolutely, I was going to make David the biggest star in the world and I was going to be, nothing would stop me. So now, when I see folks taking the essence of all this wonderful creativity and applying it so that they can tailor and custom make it to their talents, like you guys have done now with the technology, being able to go back and forth from country to country. You remember what it was like before if you wanted to get together and record. It was so expensive. You had to get a studio. You had to get airfares. It was too much.
Oh, it's terrible. And then, too, it's like if you're trying to find gigs for somebody. You can do it on email now. And I'm trying to imagine stuffing those envelopes and licking until your tongue is completely dry. And the stamps, my goodness, it must have cost a fortune. And or cold calling. How did they do it then? But no, it's it was Jack London who said, you know, don't loaf and whine and wait around for inspiration to come to you. Go out there and hit that sucker with a club and drag it back.
Well, that's Lee Black Childers was, he would just look at me and he'd say, oh, you're going to walk around the house wondering when you're going to get some work? Put on your makeup, get that goddamn dress on, and let's go out.
It sounds like great support to each other. Me, I there are some times when I have to just look in the mirror and kick my own butt. I am not kidding. I just kick my own butt. And it looks so hilarious.
Kicking my butt as you're saying that and watching the mirror. It looks silly.
And then you can see with a room full of mirrors, you can see it from front to back. Now, that I've got to have two mirrors so I can see it from all angles. And then you're saying, okay, it's time to go out and actually try to get something accomplished. But another
couple
of coffee,
isn't it?
Oh, it's always another cup of coffee. First, and Rick and I are always on this in messages, another cup of coffee, you know, and how was it with, did you fall out of bed last night and land on another pile of drawings? You always have to who needs coffee who needs coffee when you can wake yourself up on a pile of drawings?
I feel better now.
Yeah, I think that one needs to be cross-stitched on a cushion, which we'll sell at our camp in Vermont, or New Hampshire. Yes, it will be a combination of the Hotel New Hampshire.
Yes!
It'll even help wearing bear suits.
Oh, my.
Oh, God, my face is aching from laughing so much. You guys have done a good job. I'm walking around home holding side of it.
I just posted on my Facebook page. I said, will we survive this without laughing ourselves into an injury?
I don't know.
just about laughing myself into a hernia here.
Well, my face hurts, but it's because I fell out of bed and hit my face on a stack of drawings.
I really do wonder if anybody is tuning in right now, they are just going to say, so this is what the world's coming to. Western civilization has fallen.
And yeah. You wonder why
yeah,
I have a beard.
Folks. Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. Well,
I don't know. There's
worse
things to do than getting together for a good laugh.
Well,
right.
Absolutely. You know, but next time Firekeeper has to build a sacred fire, and then we can sit around and talk about outrageous things. Let's do it in the middle of London and really get in trouble.
Okay.
Next to the lion
and there
statue.
Is a key, right? I mean,
right in the middle of Trafalgar Square. You know, you've got the lion.
Yeah.
More than one.
Or Piccadilly Circus.
You know, there's three lions. We can all get on each. Each of us get on one before the police come and say that we look too comfortable up there and tell us to get down. Somebody has
yeah,
to sit on
there
the,
it is. That...
Okay, now I've been saving this. Somebody has got to sit on the big blue cock in Trafalgar Square.
Which one is that?
Oh, haven't you seen it, Angie? They have this enormous blue rooster. It is the silliest looking thing you ever saw. Only the English could have come up with this, and I can say it because Kevin's not here. Only the English could have come up with this. I'm going to send you a picture. There is an enormous, I'll find a picture of it right now. There's an enormous blue, like is what we call, sorry, Rick, reservation blue, because you know how Indians are always using the cheap paint. It's called reservation blue. And this picture is the ugliest thing you have ever seen. I'm just going to post it on my wall right now.
Oh, man.
I don't even really Catholic anymore. How could they have come up with something like this? It's something that you would associate with yard ornamentation, like all the plastic fantastic you see in ethnic yards in the suburbs of Chicago. This looks like something, and I can say this, something from a Polish neighborhood. And I'm half Polish, I can say it. I'm posting it on my wall right now. And you go on and look at it, and there it is. There it is, and it's there for everybody to see.
And, I can't wait. I'm scared to do anything in case I mess up the radio program, but I'll look at it after the show.
Okay, I'm tagging you in it, Angie. And I hope you don't mind. Yes, I'm tagging you in a picture of the big blue cock here.
Excited. I'm scared. Every time I touch this thing, you know, something weird happens. So I'm giving it a big burst. It's behaving
it's
today.
Until you wait until after the show, because we're already about to need an ambulance for how much we're laughing. And how am I?
Well, that's true.
How many religions have I just insulted? How many nationalities insulted in the last 5 minutes?
I don't know. I wasn't counting. Were you, Rick?
No.
It might be politically.
I was too busy laughing. I'm sorry about that. I stopped counting. I thought, ah, the hell with it.
I can always say I'm being politically correct for the greater good. That's always I'm always saying that. Whatever I do, it's falling on the side of the angels. And that's always
that's
my
good, yes.
Well, there it is. You know, it's just to make people laugh. Yes, that's right. So they feel better. Or maybe they fall down and hurt themselves and I've killed them and it's all my fault. Oh, I know.
I don't think you did that. I think you did the other thing. I think you totally made everyone feel better and told wonderful stories and were the wordsmith that you are.
Well, that's great, because when it comes to guilt trips, I am a frequent flyer. And, you know, and I'm saying, how many people have I killed in the last 5 minutes now, you know? Without
you're a hopeless girl.
When we're on the air, what is it going to be like if we ever meet face-to-face? I think you're going to find a
Well, there's going to be plenty of screeching and hooting. I know that.
Yeah, and I think Pancake is probably going to have to bail us all out.
Oh, gosh. Well, he's the only one of us who can keep a straight face during anything, and he's always the one who has to bail out the crazies.
Well,
he always has a shopping cart on hand so that, you know, when I get completely out of control, you can just put me in the shopping cart and put a little tarp over it. And, you know, it's just more comfortable. But he doesn't. I would not tolerate this from anybody else. Okay,
well,
now I guess we'll have to have a picture of this one in a few weeks when I get out there.
Yes.
But
now,
no,
what are you planning this expedition?
The Great Expedition with my new Norwegian passport is on the 1st of December, and it lasts until the 12th of December. Now, I have been out of the UK for about a year, and things have gotten too quiet over there. I see the news, and it's so boring. You know, and I'm saying, okay, somebody's got to go over there and shake things up a little bit. And
There you go.
Well, that's right. You know, it's my mission, you see.
Well, yeah.
That's another way I get myself off the hook. I always just say that the voices tell me to do this.
Well, it is. The voices reminded you of your mission.
My mission. Well, it's funny because I just got my passport within two days ago. Just in time, and I'm saying this validates everything that I ever said. It is preordained, and I'm meant to go over there and do great, great things.
There you go. Oh, I'm so relieved to hear that.
Oh, gosh, no.
12 days of Sally in the UK.
Well,
dun, 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 dun.
Well, it's a mission of mischief,
a mission of mischief.
Oh, that was warm. I think what I've got to do is bring a little doll of you and make a little doll of Rick and take them over there and just put them in funny situations and take pictures. You know, like how people steal garden gnomes and they, you know,
yes,
take them.
Yes. Travelocity ad. That garden gnome sitting everywhere all over the world.
I think what I'll do is I'll just get a couple garden gnomes. I'll cut out, you know, your faces and just put them on there. And then I'll just take Trafalgar Square, put them by my line. Oh, you dare me?
I would love that very much, I have to tell you.
Angie?
That would be hilarious.
Tell me these things because I'll do it. I'm not the kind of person who says maybe. I'll do it. You do it.
Well, I'm counting on it.
I love how we think alike. I think.
Oh my God.
Okay, now listen, Miss Sally. There's 90 seconds left, baby. Give a message from the heart.
Oh gosh, a message from the heart. Oh goodness. Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Now I'm put on the spot. Let's see. Okay. Rick, help me out here. Come on, jump in. Give some words of wisdom. You know, no matter what, don't get so old that you don't cause a little mischief every day. But not
well,
so much
you
that
go. You
and not so
I
much
like
that you can't blame somebody else for it, so they get arrested. You know,
mischief is my mission.
Oh, come on. It's not exactly Talmudic exegesis, but it'll do for ending a show, I suppose.
I agree. I think mischief is my mission from Sally, from Dream Foundry and Fine Thing. Now, come on, Rick.
On the first day of Sally, my blue rooster gave to me.
With this show, we have hammered out the mischief mission, and it will involve garden gnomes. And this is why I love England, because they love gnomes. They love small, very small humanoids. And so whenever I go over there, I feel so much at home. I'm just always hoping that nobody grabs me and just sticks me right in their yard and says, "Stay there and wear this mask."
Kids, our time is up. Thank you so much, Sally, for being
Thank you.
And thank again, you so we just love you. It's so great.
I'm going to be thinking Thanksgiving dinner this weekend. You take care of yourselves. I love you so dearly, and so does Pancake.
Lots of love to you and Pancake.
I love you both, too, and have a great Thanksgiving. And, Angie, thank you for everything you do. And here's to the blue rooster.
I can't wait to see this blue rooster. Okay, kids.
I'm going to put the garden gnomes right by it, I promise.
I'm throwing my sombrero in the air as we speak.
Okay, we got to say goodbye. The time is here where we must draw and play the final season.
There's an old-fashioned home in New Hampshire with a light in the window for me.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.